You're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. The following program may contain adult themes, discussion, and content that some people may find offensive. If you consider yourself likely to be offended, then perhaps you'd like to tune to another frequency for the next hour. If you have any feedback or would like to see information about our other shows, please go online to radioreverb.com.
Good evening.
Hello, welcome to the HIV Hour on Brighton and Hove 97.2 FM and on DAB Plus Radio. How are you, Josh?
I'm not too bad. We're on Zooming today, aren't we? So
we are indeed zooming around all over the place. It's that busy time of year. We literally are zooming around.
We're all busy, aren't we? So it's
It's like that build up to World AIDS Day when us activists or us radio presenters are running around finding what else everybody else is doing for World AIDS Day and raising money for.
It comes round quickly, doesn't it?
It just seemed like long ago since it was National Zero HIV Stigma Day, but now here we are 6 months later and ta-da!
Well, welcome to the HIV Hour on this Thursday evening. Me and David are with you for the next hour. We've got a few. We're just going to talk all things World AIDS Day, aren't we, really, David?
We have, yeah. So you've been interviewing Philip Ragg from THT, haven't you?
Just looking to the lowdown of what's going on over the next couple of weeks, because obviously we've got a couple more weeks yet. But there's a few events coming up leading up to World AIDS Day as well as on the day.
And then our lovely colleague Stephen Hart interviewed Joshua Royal from HIV The Naked Truth and me, because I'm part of Joshua's project this year. And both of them have chosen some fantastic songs, so expect to hear songs from Madonna and something that might be wicked or it might not. It might be for good or it might be forever.
It'd be one of those days. So what have you been up to anyway? I mean, I know you just said about World AIDS Day, but what else have you been up to?
I had a lovely session of mindfulness on Monday at the Sussex Beach, and that really did me the world of good, sort of grounded me. That was nice. And on Friday, the one of the service users at the Beacon, Candy, she organised a day trip to Sheffield Park, which is one of the stops on the Bluebell Railway. But it's got a lovely collection of Japanese maples, Acer trees. And the gorgeous colours of reds and yellows all hanging on the trees and on the ground. It did rain all day, but that actually meant that we had most of the park to ourselves.
It's quite quiet at that point, isn't it?
Yeah. So it was lovely. So there was all these lakes and all the foliage mirrored in the lakes. If you get the chance to go, listeners, I thoroughly recommend it.
Where is Sheffield Park?
Sheffield Park, so it's near Uckfield. So if you live in Brighton, it's just the other side of Lewes. It's like one of the stops on the Bluebell Railway. So if you
Have you done that?
I think they do a combined ticket, I think they do. You've never done the Bluebell Railway?
Never done the Bluebell, no, I know, it's a travesty. Yeah. Maybe that's what I need to do in the new year.
Puffer trains, and they have different events, so they have an observation, especially when the Bluebells are on, they've got sort of an observation carriage, which is mostly glass, where you can just sort of sit and look at this mist of Bluebells. Fair enough, they're blue.
My mate goes down there and paints the trains and stuff. I know that.
He paints the Bluebells.
He paints them for the railway. The train.
They're volunteers that keep it going, don't they? Which is, all credit to them.
So I did Min Soo, who's obviously, she can't be here tonight, but we did, we're going to be on the latest TV at some point over the next couple of weeks, let everyone know. Yeah, we just, Andrew Kay, who's a fantastic Andrew Kay, who's been on Radio Reverb's other shows as well, but he interviewed us for talking about the HIV Hour and yesterday, so it's really good, really, really good.
You don't know the date of when it's going to be shown yet?
No, but when we do, we'll put it on social media. On our website, I think.
Yeah, because it's obviously latest TV is our Brighton and Hove's local TV channel. I know there are different TV channels across the country. So, but in I think on my telly it's Channel 7. Is that right? Is that for you?
I'm not sure.
Depends where you get your telly from as well. But I think on Freeview it used to be Channel 7. Yeah, look out for it, I'm sure.
Yeah, check it out, and we'll keep posted on when that's going to be. So, So, what should we do? Should we have a song and then go into...
Let's have a song, shall we? I'll let Stephen introduce this one. Stephen, you've chosen a great song for us. What is it? Who is it? And why?
Yeah, well, I'm showing my age, David, but there's nothing like a bit of Madonna, old school Madonna. So we're going to go for Madonna and Express Yourself.
Fantastic. Here we go. Oh, that takes me back to the 80s. Who doesn't love a bit of Madge? So
such a good album, that. Such a good song.
Yeah. The Immaculate album, wasn't it?
Yeah, Immaculate Collection. She's got a new album coming out. Another Dance, Confessions of the Dance Floor too. I'm kind of looking forward to that, actually.
Definitely. Well, definitely a song from that, yeah. So anyway, welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM, and on DAB Plus Radio. And we have a podcast that is available and downloaded from all over the world. If you'd like to get in touch with us, please do email us at info@hivhour.org.uk. And you can see pictures of our lovely selves at our website, hivhour.org.uk. Now, the competition we had for World AIDS Day, we were giving away a calendar that's still open. So you still got the chance of winning a calendar with the lovely Jordan Chan. And it's raising money. It's the Red Ribbon Calendar. 12 pages of tastefully decorated young men in red ribbons. And just go to hivhour.org.uk/competition and you'll find out how to win. It doesn't cost you anything to enter, and we will let the winner know soon.
Is it a closing date, David? Have we got that?
Closing date December the 1st, so you've got a chance to get it. Wrap it up and you can give it as a gift, or you can keep it yourself, then open it on January the 1st. So, yeah, closing date, World AIDS Day.
Also, we are sponsored by Jack Russell Technologies, so thank you.
Thank you to them.
We're going to play the Wave Community Bank sponsors the actual station, so thank you to them as well. So,
Wave Community Bank proudly sponsors Radio Reverb. Are you looking for a fairer way to save and borrow? No hidden fees, no nasty surprises, just honest community finance. Whether you're planning for tomorrow or need a helping hand today, we're here to make your money work for you. When you save or borrow with us, you're not just securing your future, you're also supporting a fairer financial future for our local community. Working together with Radio Reverb, we're making waves in our community. Join us and experience the difference. Visit www.wavecb.org.uk or phone 03 00 303 3188 to join today. Wave Community Bank. Local. Ethical. Together.
Stephen interviewed Joshua Royal and myself. Joshua's part of the, well, runs the HIV Naked Truth.
Brilliant.
Whenever you're ready, Stephen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the HIV Hour, 97.2 FM on DAB Radio. And we also have a wonderful podcast that you can catch up on if you don't catch the show when it's on. So I have two wonderful guests. One of them that is you'll recognize straight away. Somebody else that you'll probably recognize as well. It's Joshua Royal and David Frey, our very own David Frey. So
hello there.
Hello.
So we're here today to talk about the Naked Truth. And I'm gonna first invite Joshua to tell us about the Naked Truth and about the events that we have coming up at the end of this month and then at the beginning of next month. So Joshua, tell us about it.
So it's come round so quickly, can I just say. I thought I had all this time in the world and it's come round so quickly. But first off, we've got this exhibition coming up on the 28th and 29th of November at the Coningsby Gallery, which David Frey is a model of, and he's going to say a few words on the night. And it's 14 LGBTQIA plus activists, or all HIV activists. And they've all stripped down for this amazing cause that's raising money for Positive East. And literally, It's a free exhibition, but we've got a private viewing on the 29th from 6 to 7:30. So there'll be lots of activists. We've got a go-go dancer. We've got Taff performing a few songs and a few activists saying a few words. So that's going to be an amazing night. And then on the 2nd of December, on the Tuesday, we've got this absolute celebration at Bloomsbury Baptist Church. And it's going to be a flamboyant night of people dressed up in all gowns and suits and big dicky bows and all that kind of stuff, with amazing artists and speakers from around the world that have flied over and traveled from afar to end stigma and celebrate World AIDS Day.
That sounds amazing, amazing, Joshua. It really does.
Thank you.
And so, David, as Joshua said, you are one of the models for this event. So tell us
I am.
what.
I mean, yeah. So I mean, it's strange. As I've told viewers, listeners before, I've making an exhibition of myself, and it's been a bit strange to be considered a model at my age. And but anyway,
Age is just a number. Age is just a number, baby.
absolutely, absolutely. But and also, I mean, it's very tastefully done. I mean, Rod is a great photographer, and I was made to feel very welcome, and it was quite a relaxed space when we were interviewed. Photographed. Joshua, you're in the exhibition as well, aren't you?
I finally stripped off myself, yes.
Well, I've had lots of practice because we have a naturist beach here in Brighton, so being naked in public is no strange thing. But
Well, that's why I'm moving to Brighton,
oh, is it really just for the beach? But so why are we naked? So it's really, I think there's a vulnerability when you're naked, and this project is about ending HIV stigma. And if you anybody, I think that has shared the fact that they're living with HIV, quite may well feel vulnerable, even if they're telling somebody who loves them very much for the first time. There's that kind of nakedness and vulnerability to doing that. But no, we're all born naked, and there's no judgment there about that, and so there shouldn't be any judgment about HIV either, because it's just a virus these days. So,
Exactly.
that's really what I'm doing, is a sort of the nakedness attracts people to look, but when you look, actually, you see some amazing people living with HIV and their allies, that are saying, just look at us. There's nothing special about us. There's nothing, scary about us. We are as we were when we were born, and it's a great opportunity. I mean, I've worked with Joshua before on another exhibition, more to me than HIV, and he does some great work with the HIV, the Naked Truth. I mean, how long has it been going, Joshua?
Since 2020,
Oh, right,
just
really.
during COVID, yeah.
What was it, Joshua, that kind of encouraged you to come up with the idea?
Do you want the honest truth? I had a day off, and I was like, "What can I do that is creative?" And I was like, "Let's just do something really wacko and just bring artists together around the world during COVID." And I was like, "Do you know what? It's just grown from their ideas, like the calendar, the fundraising, the merchandise we've done. It's just led on to bigger things, And I think now I've kind of got the sponsors and interest from people. We've got volunteers now wanting to work for us and stuff. So it's really growing. And I'm like, oh, just little me with this little idea because I had a day off. It's kind of, mum's like, she's a bit like, when are you going to stop all this? But it's like, I think, I've got a passion for it. So it should just keep going,
Yeah, exactly. And you've got some good guests there on the night at the gala, haven't you?
Well, we've got a lot of people from I Kissed a Boy. We've got some drag queens. We've got Lady Phil from UK Black Pride coming. We've got Hamza performing, Peter Holoda, Mara Galeazzi, Estina Mandela's hosting. We've got Cameron Bernard-Jones, Tiano, Rebecca Talon, De Havilland, Jide McCauley, Eduardo, Susan Colhaley, Angelina, Namiba, and Havana and Jamie. So we've got some great names in the gala.
Just Joshua, are there any t are the tickets left?
Lots of tickets left, so there's plenty of people. They've reduced price now, so they're now on flash sale price. So 10 to £20. Like, bring your friends, bring your families, your children if you want to bring children. to see it. But like literally it's open to the public, and it'll just be a great night. Like there's a wide range of artists, it should suit everyone, and I think it should just be a celebration. So get your tickets. And should I tell the details?
Yeah. Just reminders of the details.
The gallery is open from 11 till 7:30 p.m. on the 28th. That's free for the public. Then it's open on the 29th of the 11th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then there's a private viewing from 6 p.m. till 7:30. And then the gala is on the 2nd of December from 7 till 9 p.m. at the Bloomsbury Baptist Church on Shaftesbury Avenue.
Well, I know that we're going to have lots of pictures and lots of stories about the gala and the art exhibition after they happen. So make sure you come back and join us. And thank you to Joshua for joining us again. It's lovely to
thank
have you.
Thank you.
Back.
I love it.
And of course, thank you to David for just being you.
Oh, thank you.
Love you, David.
Oh, love you too, both.
Thanks.
Cheerio. Bye. So Joshua, you have a song request. What is it and who's it by?
It's called For Good, and it's from the new film Wicked, which is out on Friday. So woo! Book your tickets. I know. It's the finale.
Joshua and I are both overly excited about that, aren't we, Josh?
Really?
It's closure to my relationship as well. So it's kind of a good.
Oh, yeah. Good.
It's for good.
It's for good, yes.
Right. So Here's Ariana Grande.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour on 97.2 FM and RadioReverb.com online. That was a really nice interview, wasn't it? It sounds like a really good project.
It was. Joshua does this all by himself. He does have a small team helping him. But I mean, he started The Naked Truth literally on a whim and just wanted to make a difference in the world. And I love the fact that activists in our community just do that, don't they? They want to make the world a better place and to help people.
I think that's what World AIDS Day is as well, isn't it? We also celebrate and think about people we've lost, but also it's what how we've moved on, isn't it, as well, and what's new technologies and how we live.
Yeah. I mean, just look at, so there are so many grassroots charities or charities that started off grassroots. You imagine like Terence Higgins Trust, would have been 80 years old this year. They're celebrating that.
What legacy he's got for me, you know what I mean? With this,
absolutely. The Sussex Beacon was started by members of the community because hospices didn't want to take the bodies of people living with HIV or people dying of AIDS. That was awful. Of people like Gary Parger too, who, when one charity shut, he decided, the church didn't want to fund or couldn't fund the Open Door anymore. He started up Lunch Positive. Now it's going from strength to strength. In fact, there's one of the community lunch for Lunch Positive, so on the 23rd of November. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I'll come out later. But it starts with sooner, doesn't it? Really, all the events kind of. So I watched a film, a documentary on Prime Television, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, David. It's called Killing Patient Zero.
No, I haven't. Oh, what's it about?
So basically, it's about. Have you heard of Patient Zero?
Patient Zero is usually the first person that is identifiable as acquiring a disease, isn't it? So I suppose with HIV, it's the first person to have HIV, is that right?
Yeah. So this guy is called. And I apologise if I get this name wrong because it's French, but I'll do my best. Gaëtan Dugas or Daigai. And he's from Canada. He's from, he was born in 1952 and died in sadly in 1984. He was a Canadian flight attendant, and he was claimed to be patient zero during the AIDS epidemic. That was because it was popularized by a guy called Randy Schultz, who wrote a book called "And the Band Played On." Have you heard of that?
Oh yes, yeah, I've been.
It's a film, wasn't there as well?
A play about it, isn't there? Yeah, I've been.
So he wrote a book in 1987, and the claim that Randy said is that refuted through subsequent scientific scrutiny that determined that several thousand gay men already had HIV before Dugas' own infection. So
yeah.
the, Documentaries basically shows you that they used him as a scapegoat,
Right.
basically. And then through the evidence of scientists and that, realised that it couldn't have been him. And just how he was used as a scapegoat, it's really interesting to watch it. And
isn't that awful? I mean, HIV that we know about, that we know of today, has been around since the 1950s, people think, don't they? But to have one person named as the person to blame, that's an awful way to treat somebody, isn't it? And it's like,
looking And I think he was, you know, because he obviously was a flight attendant for Air Canada. So he went to different countries. So obviously he would have been put in, you know, out, and he'd like to be out and sociable. And I think because he liked to have sex with different people, I think that's what they kind of thought.
Right.
He was on purpose, but he wasn't. It wasn't like that at all. But it's interesting to see that they did like a graph of all, like they had every person with HIV in the early days that had a number like 57 or 47. But it's really weird when it goes that small, and you see the early graphs of people when it started, and then how it spread quickly to other people. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
And now it's got obviously so different now, isn't it? So. Yeah, he died in Quebec City in 1984 as a result of kidney failure, which was caused by AIDS-related infection. In March 1984, a study tracked Dugas, I'll say Dugas, but it might not be that, along with other gay and bisexual men to indicate his role in a particular cluster, that's what I was talking about, clusters, of 40 AIDS cases in the United States. He was named Patient Naught.
Right, really, yeah, Patient Zero,
Yeah, and the note didn't stand for zero, it stood for out of California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that, and so when people saw that, they thought they transformed it to zero, so it made
So it's a spelling mistake as well as a note.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at note, people automatically think it's zero. It wasn't, it was out of California. So yeah, and the band played on, the guy who wrote that, Randy Schultz. He used the term Patient Zero for that book. So it's just interesting to see the early, you know, from the beginning. And
I remember I remember there's actually a musical about HIV and AIDS, it's called
Zero Patients. I haven't seen that, but
if you have, it's shocking, but in a funny, bad taste kind of way in places. There's one particular song, and there are people dressed up as body parts, below the belt type of body parts, and they're all singing and dancing and being ironic and sarcastic and, you know, laughing in the face of death. Because at the time, I think it was produced, there was no successful treatment, so it was a very sort of black humour. But yeah, again, patient zero.
1993 that was made.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, I just got it down here. Yeah, and so yeah, that'd be. I mean, that's a good thing to see as well. It's always interesting to see how
I think you can track it down on YouTube or some other similar site.
Yeah.
If you're interested in the history of HIV,
also the Killing Patient Zero. Check it out on Prime. It might be on other platforms as well. But yeah, it's a very interesting film. Documentary.
Shall we have another song?
Yeah, should we choose mine or?
I think we should have yours. Yes.
Yes, I'll choose a really nice house classic.
Yeah.
Barbara Tucker.
Barbara Tucker. Babs.
Beautiful People.
Oh, lovely. Oh, Beautiful People. What a lovely housey, bouncy song.
It's lovely. Yeah, it's a classic. Classic.
Yeah. So, this is the show before World AIDS Day. We've got lots of events are coming up, and I think you interviewed the fantastic Philip Ragg, who chairs the World AIDS Day Partnership Committee. So let's have a listen to his interview, and then we'll go a bit further into what's happening. Here's your interview with Philip.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour on 97.2 FM and RadioReverb.com. So following on for our World AIDS Day edition, I am very pleased to announce I'm sat with Philip Ragg, who's the, let's get this right, Philip, it's the, oh, I've got it wrong already, you introduce you yourself.
So I'm Senior Health Promotion Specialist for Terence Higgins Trust.
That's the one.
So Brighton and Hove.
Brilliant, in Ship Street that is, isn't it, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So as we know, World AIDS Day is on the 1st of December. There's a few events and fundraising events coming up, isn't there?
Yeah, there's lots going on. There's always lots going on around World AIDS Day in Brighton and Hove.
Yeah.
So just I'll highlight some community events and then talk about some fundraising stuff. So we've got the Brighton AIDS Memorial Exhibition, which is on display at Jubilee Library, in the windows of Jubilee Library from the 24th of November through to the 7th of December. And the exhibition this year will feature four fabric panels and two new panels, which will be on display for the first time.
Oh, great. Right.
Then what else have we got? This Sunday, our amazing friends at Lunch Positive are doing their World AIDS Day community lunch.
Of course, yeah.
That's at Dorset Gardens Methodist Church. They open at 12 and the lunch starts from 1 o'clock.
It's the 23rd, isn't it? It's Sunday coming up.
Yes, yeah. And it's a really good social space and you get really good food as well.
Yeah, it's a good place to go and have a chat and get support, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. And then on Sunday the 30th of November, so the day before World AIDS Day, there's a service of Remembrance and Hope, which this year is taking place at the Leadwood Centre at 6 o'clock. And then on the day itself, on Monday the 1st of December, the focal point of World AIDS Day Brighton Hove is the Candlelight Vigil,
yes, yeah.
Which is taking place at Newstein Gardens from 6 till 7 p.m. on the 1st of December. It's going to be opened by the Mayor of Brighton Hove, and then we will be reading the names of people that we've lost to HIV in the city. It's a really poignant event. It's always really well attended. Can be a bit cold.
Even with the rain.
So make sure.
Sometimes.
Make sure you wrap up.
Fingers crossed. Well, fingers crossed it's going to be dry.
Yeah. Yes, at least dry.
Dry is good, yeah.
And then later that evening, we've got the World AIDS Day concert, which sees all the kind of choirs in Brighton Hove getting together. And that's at St. Mary's Church. And the funds for that are being donated this year to Lunch Positive.
Great, that's great.
So yeah.
So Terence Higgins has a fundraiser. Do they have a fundraiser on that night, or is it?
Yes. So we've got a few fundraising events coming up. So we have the lovely guys at DILF in Brighton are fundraising for us this Saturday.
Yes.
And then next Saturday, the lovely people at Revenge, and they have Therese Mulgardy from RuPaul's Drag Race UK
fabulous
performing, and they'll be fundraising for us as well. If you want to pick up red ribbons, then you can pick those up from the Marine Tavern, and all donations from those red ribbons come to Terence Higgins Trust as well.
Brilliant.
But they're also doing a fundraiser for Lunch Positive in the lead up to World AIDS Day, I think on the Sunday night before World AIDS Day.
Yeah.
And then on Monday the 1st of December, we have our big fundraiser, which is at Charles Street Tap.
Yeah, it's good. It's good event, that, isn't it?
Yeah, always really busy and always raise lots of money to help us with all the work that we're doing. This year, there's loads of drag queens, and the event will be headlined by RuPaul Drag Race UK star Bag of Chips. Please come along. That starts at 7:30.
Well, that sounds good, actually. I don't mind that.
The first, so go to the vigil and then warm up.
Yeah,
at Charles Street.
Are you doing? Because I know you do getting ribbons at the station and stuff. Is that still going to be?
We're not doing that this year, but people can pick up ribbons from our office on Ship Street.
Yeah.
They're also going to be at venues, commercial gay venues across the city as well.
Brilliant. Why is it important to still do these things then, do you think?
I think it's really important, as the service says, it's the service of remembrance and hope. So it's a really important time to remember those that we've lost to HIV. I mean, the epidemic has been around for over 40 years now.
Yeah.
Luckily, some wonderful people are still with us who were diagnosed in those early days. But it's a real time to remember friends, family, yeah. lovers, sons, daughters we've lost to HIV, whilst also looking forward as well.
And celebrating their lives as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and so much has changed in HIV, especially in the last 10 years, in terms of developments with treatment, developments in HIV prevention, developments in testing. So there's lots of positives as well to look, you know, into the future for. So it's a time to remember those that we've lost, but also think about how we can celebrate the future in the best way possible.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll see you at the vigil.
See you there.
Yes. Right. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
Great. I mean, you know, it's good to know what's going on in it, events and stuff.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, yeah. So people, if they know people that want to be added to the vigil of names, there's an email address so that the HIV chaplain has an email address which you can email the people that you would like their name to be read out. So these are people who were living with HIV at the time of their death. So I'll just give you that email address. The email address is The email address is sushivchap@gmail.com, and that is spelt sushivchap@gmail.com. So it's sushivchaplain@gmail.com. sushivchap@gmail.com. So
yeah, come more complicated now, don't it? Emails. And you have slash this, slash that.
Yeah. So it's slightly abbreviated, but yeah. So if you've got names, these are people who are dear to you, and you would like to remember them in a public way, and their names will be read out for everybody to commemorate. Yeah.
Can I just? I just wanted just add a bit more to what Philip was saying, just to talk about testing services, because obviously people want to test. So I'll give you the information for the Terence Higgins Testing Service, which is in Ship Street in Brighton. They do HIV and STI testing clinic, and that tests for chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis and HIV. That's Monday and Friday between 10 and 5 p.m. All clinics are available via booked appointments or a walk-in, which the walk-in is subject to availability. So if you're interested, if you want to go down there, call 01273 764 200, or you can book online. Obviously go to tht.org.uk and the Brighton section. Or you can email them at brighton.clinic@tht.org.uk. So they also do advice and info on sexual health, PrEP and PEP. They do a PrEP to you clinic. That's open Monday till 5 or Thursday 3 till 6:30. And that offers HIV and STI screening, PrEP and hepatitis B and HPV vaccinations. So that's good enough.
Yeah, very good.
So yeah, if you're interested, you need a test, or it's so friendly down there as well. So yeah, they're such a nice team.
Yeah.
Ship Street. So yeah, that's that really.
Wave Community Bank proudly sponsors Radio Reverb.
Are you looking for a fairer way to save and borrow?
Wave Community Bank offers ethical savings and affordable loans to the people of Brighton and Hove and East Sussex.
No hidden fees, no nasty surprises, just honest community finance.
So whether you're planning for tomorrow
or need a helping hand today,
we're here to make your money work for you.
When you save or borrow with us, you're not just securing your future.
You're also supporting a fairer financial future for our local community.
Working together with Radio Reverb, we're making waves in our community.
Join us and experience the difference.
Visit www.wavecb.org.uk
or call us on 0300 303 3188 to join today.
Wave Community Bank.
Local.
Ethical. Together.